This is Michigan Radio. Right now, most polls show Hillary Clinton winning Michigan by pretty comfortable margins. But if most of the undecided voters in this state went for Trump, it could put him over the top. That is, of course, a long shot. So in one divided district, Michigan Radio reporter Kate Wells and producer Jody Westrick talked to voters who are slowly, reluctantly, starting to make up their minds.
Hello. Hey, are you Mark?
Yes.
Mark, I'm Kate. This is Jody.
Hello.
This is Mark McGee. He and his wife, Krista, were high school sweethearts here in Eaton Rapids. Long story short, they ended up on a Food Network contest, and then they opened up this cafe here in their hometown. Now they've got an 8-year-old son, Christian, who has firmly made up his own mind this election.
Saturday, we were at a birthday party, and he told the little kid, you know, Trump put his hands up a girl's skirt. And he's like, I don't like that.
But if you ask Mark McGee, who he is voting for, he cringes.
I have no idea. Like,
seriously?
I really... I know that's the thing, is like, because, I mean, I see... And this is the hard part in my life all the time, because, like, I see the good in everybody.
Yeah, you heard the man. McGee is perhaps the only guy in America who is torn because he sees so much good in both candidates. He says he really started out liking Donald Trump, liking that a business guy was getting into the race, especially because right now the McGees are so worried about not being able to pay their employees if the minimum wage goes up too high. Still, McGee says at some point he got turned off by Trump's temper.
But if Hillary wins, I feel like it's going to be more of the same, like nothing's really so, which I mean, I haven't had any issues. I mean, I've been doing well, so I mean, I can't complain at all.
Ultimately, he says, if the election were held today and he absolutely had to decide.
Oh, man. I mean, I feel like I'd go Democratic. Just because I mean, I like more of the same. Trump just scares me, man.
There are way more undecided voters at this late point in the election than there were 4 years ago. 13% of Michiganders could still swing either way, according to a recent Detroit Free Press poll. And here in the south-central part of the state, it is pretty split between Democrats and Republicans. Just down the street from Mark's place, Tammy Holt is taking a smoke break outside the laundromat.
Me personally, I don't like either one of them. I really wish we could have a scratch election and just start over.
Holt says she's the kitchen manager at a new craft beer place in town. She's married, has kids, went to college but didn't finish, and she thinks Trump's talk about banning refugees and mass deportations is heartless. But she's not sure she believes the women accusing him of sexual assault.
If it was such an issue and you felt so violated, you shouldn't wait 10, 15, 20 years from the time it happened.
And honesty, Holt says, is one of the most important things for her in this entire election. In fact, it's why she says she cannot vote for Hillary Clinton.
It's just her dishonesty. I mean, you know, the email situation, you know, your email should have been secured. You know, that's national security.
Holt wishes that she didn't have to vote for either of these candidates, but...
If I had to decide today, I would vote for Trump. I mean, I may not agree with his ideas and things like that, but in the overall picture of things, he's wanting structure and, you know, an actual culturization of revitalizing America, I guess you could say.
41% of Michiganders support Hillary Clinton. That's according to a recent Detroit Free Press poll. And 34% back Donald Trump. And then there are those 13%ers, the undecideds. Of course, as we all know, polls can be completely wrong, and maybe a good chunk of those undecideds will just stay home. Maybe they'll vote for a third party altogether. But there are enough of them this time around to really make a difference. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.